Good evening, everybody. I hope y'all are enjoying yourselves. What's good? What's good? What's good? I wanted to come on here and holler at y'all fellas for a minute, okay? And what we're going to talk about tonight is nice guys being considered to be lame and boring. Okay. What's good, Grand Man? He says, we here. What's good, Sasha? What's good, Black Introvert? What's good, LA? DQ Moore. Who else? Paulette, Taurus, Ricky. It's a whole bunch of y'all in the building. LA, I think I said you already, the Prince. Real Virtue, Psychomancy, Roderick, Triple X, Andre. Okay, y'all. I see so far it is 57 of my beautiful crown heads in here. Thank you so much for being in attendance. But a lot of y'all nice guys are feeling like y'all are undervalued. Y'all are insecure. And it's all because it's some chicks out here that are turning y'all away and turning y'all down, making y'all feel some type of way about who you are as a man. You know, a lot of chicks, you know, they don't want a man that's about his business. They don't want a man that is in tune with himself. They don't want a man that's predictable. And that's what a lot of y'all nice guys are. Y'all are predictable. Y'all are responsible. And that shit is lame. That shit is boring to a lot of chicks. Okay? And a lot of y'all keep coming to me asking me why are women turning me around, turning me away, making me feel some type of way about myself? And I want to let y'all know it's because a lot of y'all are dealing with toxic, low vibrational, dusty, bummy ass chicks. What's good, Brandon? What's good, Carl? What's good, Nanya? I want to encourage all of y'all nice guys out there that are doubting yourselves and that are questioning who you are, because you are the type of man that wants to stay in the house and you want to focus on how you can build your business and you want to, you know, relax, and you don't want to be out in the streets. I want to encourage y'all right now to continue to be lame as fuck. Continue to be boring as fuck. And find you a nice young lady, a nice queen that will be perfectly fine with being boring and lame right along with your ass. And excuse my language, but I gotta go there with you guys so y'all can really understand and take heed to what y'all are bringing to me. Y'all are bringing me these messages of, you know, what am I doing wrong? Why are they saying I'm boring? Why are they saying I'm lame? Because you dealing with bummy ass chicks that don't know how to be responsible, that don't have a future for herself. So she looking for somebody that she can latch on and, you know, get some excitement from, that's leading her down a road to nowhere. And y'all, please like this video, share this video, and subscribe. Some guy out there, some nice guy out there needs to hear this message. Keep being lame as fuck. Keep being boring as fuck. If you being a responsible young man, if you being a responsible man, period, makes you lame and boring, well, damn it, good. Keep being just that. What's good, Tristan? He says, please. What's good, Antonio? Lavis. That's right, Lavis. Business first. See, y'all are getting called boring and lame by these chicks who don't know and understand what a man is. She don't know and understand what a king is. Of course you boring and lame to her. She too excited and thrilled off of popping pills and, you know, going to the clubs and the bars every damn day, having, you know, her grandma watch her kids, getting pregnant by, you know, miscellaneous ass dudes. You know, she wants to get her come up off of a rapper, off of a local rapper or some shit. She wants to get her come up off of a basketball player. Probably somebody she'll never have in her grasp anyway. But this is what she's looking for. This is what she's chasing. And this, who y'all are losing sleep over? Y'all gotta cut it. Y'all gotta cut this shit. And if you really feel like you are being considered lame and boring when it comes to, you know, certified women, I'm talking about women, queens, not these thoughts that y'all like to call them, not them, not the Instagram chick with a million, you know, followers because, you know, she got a thong on and nipple pasties, not them, but a real certified queen. If you really feel like you are considered to be lame and boring to them, then I would ask you, you know, to ask them, you know, what is it about you? You know, that you can't go wrong with going to the horse and getting it directly from the horse's mouth and asking her, you know, straight up, like, hey, where's the disconnect? And then she can tell you what the disconnect is. But the problem with a lot of y'all is y'all are responsible. Y'all all about y'all business. Y'all are predictable as far as coming home when you say you're going to come home. Handling business when you say you're going to handle the business. Being consistent. You don't want to be out at the club buying bottles. You don't want to be out there in the mix with all the thoughts. That ain't you. You don't got to be on the scene. You're not the flashy type. They got to have on the latest name brands and shit. That ain't you, King. So you mean to tell me you would rather compromise who you are as a man for the sake of a thought because she's beautiful? Fuck that. Like I keep telling y'all, looks are not everything. While it is important, okay? I ain't gonna lie. A lot, we look for people that are attractive. But it's not the end all, be all. It should not be the only thing that you are going after. Stop compromising who you are as a man for the sake of a woman who don't even know who she is. I can't even call him a woman for the sake of a chick that don't even know who the fuck she is. And then y'all got these toxic ass, bummy ass dudes, let's just be real, telling y'all, you know, you don't be nice to these women. You don't be nice to women. We don't do that shit. That shit for the birds. Those guys right there are just as bad as the toxic, broken, bitter feminists. You don't listen to them either. They never encountered what a real woman was. They're going after the thoughts, trying to please them, getting used and abused up to the point where now he's sounding like a bitter, broken feminist, but just in the perspective of a man. Oh, these hoes ain't shit. I keep telling y'all, fuck them hoes. Don't listen to his bitter, broken ass either. He'll never get a real woman, period. He'll never get a real woman. And again, a real woman is classified based upon what she's built of, what she's made of, where her mind is, what she's about, not how she looks. And you right, Star Wars, these hoes ain't shit. But key word is hoes. Y'all going after the hoes. Of course she ain't shit. Come on. What do you expect? He said, I was bitter. Look, there's a lot of men out there that may have been bitter. Toxic as fuck. And I know I'm about to get demonetized from this video. They're going to be like, oh, hell the fuck no. She cursing too much. She doing it. I don't give a damn, y'all. I'm here to help y'all. And I know it's going to be some hate. It's always some haters, you know, talking crap here and there. Well, who are you to say this? And, oh, y'all trying to get game from a woman. And this broad don't know what she talking about. Bullshit. And them same men that's saying that kind of whack, bogus bullshit in the comments are the same bitter, broken men that never will experience what it is to have a quality woman in their life. They too damaged. You already fucked up, King. You just as bad as them other platforms with them women telling women out there how men ain't shit. All they do is cheat. Oh, they can't come to me and get a true balanced perspective, but they can come to you and get something that's toxic, get something that is divisive, and you got the game. Get the fuck out of here. Like, y'all pissing me off. Y'all pissing me off. And so now you have these nice guys between a rock and a hard place, because it's like, damn, these women telling me I ain't shit, when in all actuality, they're not women at all. They are the thotty thot cakes, okay? They are the women that's out here chasing the bag. They are the women that's out here looking for the next come up, the next cheap thrill, and y'all trying to chase behind them. And sadly, that is the majority of the women that have that mindset. Not all of us behave like that, but the reality is it's a lot of us that do. And then you got these bum ass dudes over here telling y'all how y'all, you know, are weak and y'all are stupid and bogus and y'all simps and y'all soft, because, you know, you feel like respecting women is something that should be done. Listening to the perspective and the jewels of a sound mind, whether that be a man or a woman, you feel like that's something that is feasible to do. You feel like that's something that's wise to do. But you have these bitter, broken men and women out here telling y'all nice guys and nice girls how that's bullshit. Don't listen to no balanced bullshit trying to teach y'all how to become better. No, don't listen to that shit. Listen to me. Come to my platform, though, where I can give you the real game on how you can be bitter and broken just like me. Well, are you married? Nah, fuck marriage. You know what? I've been married before and I got a divorce because she cheated on me and hoes ain't shit. Are you married, girl? Nah, I ain't married, but, you know, and I ain't never been married either. But I got the game. These niggas just ain't shit. That's why I ain't married. And this is not to say that just because you are married, that somehow justifies you or gives you some kind of leg to stand on if that marriage or that relationship ain't about shit. So let's really be balanced. But to back up my statement and to support my thesis, I would have to go with somebody that is in some kind of solid foundation, some kind of solid union that has experienced what it was like or what it is like to be in a healthy dynamic. I think I'm going to give that person a little bit more of my time. And I see y'all in the comments, and thank you so much, y'all, for the donations, y'all. I'm sorry. I really want to get this over with, you know. Shout out to you, Anthony, for your donation. Let me see if I can find y'all. Thank you, Anthony. He says, how can I get a consultation, queen? It's on my website. I'll share it. Hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, and I will send you over the links to my website. And I appreciate you for your donation. I saw it with some more. Shout out to you, Mind's Eye. He says, haters equal jealous equal gel us. Haters lot great anyway. Or maybe you meant look great. I don't know. But I appreciate that. You know, it's a lot of haters and jealous motherfuckers. Shout out to you, Big Bomber 04. You says, you're speaking straight truth. Somebody needs to hear this. I already know people need to hear this, but you got hating ass men out here, bitter broken ass men out here who jealous because, you know, ain't nobody coming to them. Ain't nobody checking for what they got to say. And they see a woman, you know, giving men and women, but mostly men. Let's just be real. A lot of men are on my platform. And they feel some type of way like, why y'all giving this chick y'all time? You can come to my platform so you can be bitter like me, and I can give y'all some toxic ass advice how you can never get a woman. And then you got these bitter, broken ass chicks out here who don't like me, and they like, well, this pick me ass bitch. You know? When in all actuality, I'm just being balanced and fair. You know what I'm saying? And so, nice guys, I need y'all, and this is coming from a sound, balanced mind and perspective. I'm not telling y'all some bullshit you just want to hear. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going to ever be that person that's going to be spewing you hate and divisive stuff. I'm not a feminist. I'm not pro-man. I am pro-man and woman. I am pro black man, black woman, black family. But at the end of the day, I am just pro man, pro woman, pro family. Yes, I'm going to root for my people more. But, you know, I'm universal. I ain't discriminating, you know, between nobody. I don't feel like y'all should want to change who y'all are just because you are being denied by the majority that's toxic anyway. My husband is lame as fuck. If that's what y'all want to call him. My husband reads books every day. What black man does that? He reads self-development books all day, every day. How to improve his finances, how to run a business, how to eat healthy. Who does that? That's lame as hell. My husband is boring as hell. We don't go to clubs. We don't go to bars. I can count on one hand how many times I go out a year to a bar with my cousins. And that's usually on a girl's night, and I skip out on like half of those, or a birthday. The issue is not with who you are, kings. The issue is who you are trying to be around. If self-improving, focusing on what you need to focus on, not always having to be seen and on the scene, not fucking around with a whole bunch of different women, Not being irresponsible with your money, splurging. Living a lifestyle you can't afford for the sake of getting attention from people who don't give a fuck about you anyway. If that makes you boring and if that makes you lame, then damn it, so be it. Find you a queen that's gonna match that. Shout out to you, Man Friday, for your donation. You always show love. Thank you. I know it's some more, y'all. It's on my heart, y'all. Nicholas, thank you so much. She says, Anika is a good example of the black women I like. Smart and sexy as fuck. LOL. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, thanks again, Dominic, for your donation. Who else did I see? Who's somebody else? Kevin, thank you. And if it was more, y'all, just know I appreciate it. You know, I just got to speak from my heart. It's from my heart, y'all. Like, for real, it bothers me. It really bothers me, y'all, men coming to me, telling me that y'all feel inadequate. Y'all feel insecure about who y'all are. Y'all feel like y'all got to change who y'all are just because you are a responsible young man, just to appease other toxic-ass dudes out here that's telling you how you should be toxic with them and to appease these toxic-ass, irresponsible-ass chicks just because they got a fat-ass, small waist, pretty face. Be lame, be boring. If that's what a nice guy is, then damn it, so what? Trick says, this is very on point. Says, preach. You know, and I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of all the toxic narratives that are being spun all over these platforms. Nice guys, that's simp shit. No, it's not. Simp shit is being a nice guy to the wrong person. Simp shit is being a nice guy doing good things for a bad chick. For these bad bitches. That's when it's a simp. You respecting a woman, you listening to a woman, you catering to a woman, you nurturing a woman, you teaching a woman, you providing for a woman, you protecting a woman does not make you a fucking simp. What makes you a simp is when you're doing all of those things for thoughts. Ain't that what y'all call them? When you're doing all of those things for women who don't mean you no good, who don't give a fuck about you, that's when you're simping. Y'all piss me off with that. Y'all really do. It's childish. Grow the fuck up. Ah, she a thot, man. She got tattoos. She got piercings. She got weave. She got makeup and eyelashes. She a thot. Fuck out of here, y'all. Are we really stooping that low? And I know y'all saw my post in my community feed yesterday when I was like, look, I got tattoos. I got nose piercings. I had an industrial piercing, but I took that shit out. It was hurting. You know, I wear eyelashes. My nails are real. My hair is real. My body is real. But it's certain things about me that you can look at me and say, that's a stereotypical ass bitch. That's a thot. But that's because you didn't take the time out to get to know me. You didn't get to take the time out to get to know these women. Stop listening to these surface level ass people that's giving y'all misinformation. You can miss out on great people just because you are judging a book by its cover. Now, if it looks like a thot, as y'all say, and has ways and actions like a thot, then maybe I can hear you out. Maybe. Y'all was like, well, nah, D, you just the exception to the rule. Y'all know how many exceptions to the rule there must be out there then? I ain't the only one. We just come up in a different time. Now we live in a time where, you know, you're going to run across a lot more women with tattoos. You're going to run across a lot more women with maybe weave. Now, I don't have weave, but you may. You know, you're going to run across more women that have piercings and eyelash. You know what I'm saying? That's just the day and age. Back in the day, you would have never saw any woman with tattoos. That was just blasphemy. It was like unheard of. Now you got grandmas and shit with tattoos. Like, that shit is basic. Get to know people and stop listening to toxic misinformation, y'all. Unless somebody is actively showing and proving to you that they are this way, then damn it, then that's when you go with that. That's just like saying all men with dreadlocks or all men that's overweight or all men, you know what I'm saying, with muscles or some shit, they're toxic as fuck. You know, they are bad to be with. They're stupid. You know, it's plenty of nice gentlemen with long locks, or it's plenty of nice gentlemen that you could build with that may not have a six pack. That may not have, you know, body ain't banging like that. You know what I'm saying? But because you didn't give that man a chance, you missed out on a good quality man. How would y'all like, come on, y'all. I'm never going to be out here telling y'all to judge books by their covers. Okay? Now, I have to have a disclaimer, though. Okay? Now, my disclaimer is this, because I got to be real. Y'all know me. I got to be realistic. Y'all, it's 557 of y'all in this building. I better have 499 likes on this video so we can get more people to tune in and stop playing with me. Come on, y'all. Give me at least 499, 500. Stop playing with me. You said, I'm going to hit the gym more. Yeah, hit the gym more. I'm just saying, how would y'all like it if, you know, all women judge y'all by how y'all look? Y'all be like, well, nobody wants y'all. Don't go after a man who is out of shape. Oh, hell no. Now, we have our preferences, though. Let's just be real. But let's go back to what my disclaimer was. My disclaimer is, you know, now, while I wouldn't tell you to judge a book entirely by its cover, okay, it is some things that you can get from looking at the cover. Now, if the woman is walking around with nipple pasties and a thong on and she always naked and, you know, she always twerking and making her ass clap and, you know, she always jumping from one penis to the next and, you know, then, okay, I think you don't need to go get to know that woman before you know what she is, okay? But you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. But what I'm trying to say is get to know people first, okay? Get to know them first. Can we at least do that? Y'all over here laughing. At least do that first. Don't go based upon, okay, she looked like she, you know, she looked like she the type that does this, when you don't have any real solid concrete evidence that she is that type. Like, get to know people. I would say the same thing to women. Get to know him first. My husband, for instance, looked like the typical, you know, when I first got with him, I was like, he looked like the typical street dude. And he was not that at all. You know what I'm saying? So get to know people first. You know? We just live in a different time where it's just a different, people have a different appearance to them. Back in the day, maybe we would have had on, you know, sheets down to our feet, and, you know, we wouldn't have had eyelashes. We just live in a different time. Maybe back in the day, you know, y'all wouldn't have been sagging. Y'all wouldn't have had, you know, locks. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just live in a different time, and so you're going to be hit with a different type of person. But the bottom line is to get to know people first. Just like nice guys, you know, I would encourage women to get to know y'all first and not to just go based upon, you know, well, he looks like he's just too nice, or he looks like he's just so boring. He looks like, you know, no, go get to know that man. He may be all that you've ever wanted, all that you've ever desired, but you're writing him off because he's not flashy. He's not splurging. He don't drive a 2025 Mercedes-Benz. He don't wear his money. And I'm not going to tell a woman, you know, just because he does not wear his money that, you know, she should judge him and automatically say he a broke ass dude. He's a broke dusty. No, that usually those people are the most wealthy, the most rich, because they understand their value. They understand how to diversify. They understand how to invest. They understand depreciation and appreciation. Can I talk to y'all? Nice guys. Ask yourself, do you really want a chick? Notice I didn't say woman. Do you really want a chick that you have to switch up for and compromise who you are at your core, your values, your morals, your principles, all for the sake of having a bad bitch? Nice guys, ask yourself that. Is that bad bitch or that bad chick really worth it? She's not. Because that same woman will come into your life, use you up, then discard of you and bounce to the next man that is going to sponsor her lifestyle. All because, excuse me, she knows what she looks like. Oh, I know I'm fine. I know I'm sexy. I know I can pull anybody. I know I can do this. I know I can do that. I can get any man. You should be happy to be with me. Are you going to sponsor me? Are you going to pay for this? Y'all know how those women are. She knows who she is based upon how many thirsty ass, broke and rich men are after her. And she uses that to her advantage. So, is it worth it? Do you really care about her opinion of you? She don't even know who the fuck she is. Because if she did, she would value herself a lot more. And she would know that you are a prized possession. Nice guys. Ask yourself, do you really want to switch it up, get in line with, and compromise who you are at your core, all for the sake of approval from these fake alpha males, for these fake red pill men? Look, I've been watching who y'all be watching, and I'm just not impressed. It's only about a handful of guys who claim to be red pill that I feel are balanced in their perspective, that are healthy with their approach. The rest of them are very toxic. And because they have these large platforms, and y'all see that it's all of these other red pill, fake alpha males in their comment section going in and cheering them on because it's a committee full of broken, bitter, damaged ass men, you feel out of place and you feel like something is wrong with you. It is absolutely nothing wrong with you, King, and it's everything wrong with them. The only problem is the majority of men are bitter and broken, just like the majority of women are bitter and broken. And so that's where the majority will congregate. That's where they will meet up. Oh, you already know Don't Sleep on Cozy. A lot of fake shit. Marvin, go look it up. It's Red Pill. You'll find it. I didn't know what the hell it was either until people started telling me I was Red Pill. I'm like, what the fuck is a Red Pill? I'm just being balanced. You know? And maybe that's what Red Pill is supposed to be. It's supposed to be, you know, something that's balanced and healthy. But it's a lot of broken, bitter, damaged men that turn it into something. I think y'all on the pink pill. Like, I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know what this is. And so now you have the healthy, non-toxic, true alpha males. That's like, damn, I'm out of place. I don't fit in with these women that's out here bashing us and telling me that I'm lame and I'm boring because I'm responsible. And damn, I don't fit in with these fake-ass alpha men because they telling me because I'm looking for a nice, respectable young lady. And I feel like women should be treated with class and dignity and respect and love, that I'm a simp. And damn, I just, something is wrong with me. And so then you come to Danique. And you in Danica inbox, and you like, Queen, like, what's wrong with me? And I gotta tell you, nothing is wrong with you, and everything is wrong with the fucking society we live in. It's toxic. You hit it on the nail. Look, Clement, it's toxic, y'all. It's toxic as hell out here, y'all. Men against women, women against men, men against men, women against women. Where is the balance? Where is the healthy connections? Where is the healthy dialogue that's not divisive? So don't start criticizing the men and women who come to my platform. They have found some kind of solace because everything else out there is toxic and divisive as fuck. And now you want to call them simps. Fuck you. You the simp. Fuck you. You the pick me. You are the damaged goods. Something is wrong with you. And we feel sorry for you because you never understood what it was to be loved. You never had a healthy relationship because it trickled down from your mama. It trickled down from your daddy, and you never dealt with that shit. So then you grew up and got into these toxic relationships with these toxic and abusive females, or these toxic and abusive males, and now you have become hardened. You become angry, but underneath all of that hardness is pain, is misery, is confusion, is a cry out for help. So nice guys and nice girls, ain't shit wrong with you. Yeah, you can be boring, and yeah, you can be lame, but guess what? At the end of the day, you come out on top with your lame, boring ass. Oh, yeah. Do y'all know I was called lame all my fucking life? And again, y'all, excuse me for my language. I know I'm about to get demonetized like a motherfucker, and that's why I appreciate y'all for, you know, giving me y'all donations. Thank you. Okay. But they gonna demonetize me like they always do. Why y'all every time? Oh, she just doing it for the money. She just nigga, I've been doing this before I even got monetized. And half the videos I put up get demonetized anyway because I speak too much real shit. So please stop. If I was really doing this strictly for the money, I wouldn't even be on here doing this. I've been doing makeup tutorials or some shit. That don't get demonetized. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Hopefully, I don't take my damn channel down. Yeah, I know they're getting strict out here. They say January, they taking down anything that's not, you know, PG-13. Well, I don't know what to tell y'all. We're going to have to take our talents elsewhere so we can speak freely. I don't know. But that's my purpose. And if I happen to get paid off my purpose, damn it, don't hate, bitch. And I'm sorry to call out y'all name, but y'all, people been testing me lately. God. I see the fire emojis, queen. And I appreciate the women that's on my platform. Because it's not a lot of women who rock with me. They don't feel what I'm saying because it does not resonate. Why? Because the majority of us are bad bitches. The majority of us are bitter. The majority of us have been, you know, walked all over and used and abused because we have been dealing with these used and abused ass dudes. And vice versa. But a lot of my platform is mostly men because, again, you have those strays. Those strays of men to where they feel out of place, like, damn, I don't belong nowhere. I don't want to be toxic. I don't want to be degrading and demeaning to women. Now, of course, you have a handful that just want to come and look at me, or you have a handful that just want to come and troll so they can try to recruit people to their dying whack-ass platform. I mean, I get that too. But the majority of y'all are kings. A majority of my platform are kings. And y'all are looking for, you know, some kind of guidance. Or y'all are looking for somebody that y'all can feel or resonate with. A lot of y'all don't even need guidance. Y'all know what y'all know what's up. Y'all know who y'all are. But it's not a lot of people who are speaking balanced as far as the relationship. As far as the male and female dichotomy is concerned, it's always, you know, men fuck these hoes, women fuck these niggas. And that's not healthy. That's why we have broken homes. That's why we have nice guys, you know, going bad. Because let's be real, a lot of nice guys are not as solid as they should be. They can be easily swayed. But shout out to the nice guys and the true alpha males that know and understand who they are. Because it's not a lot of y'all who are sure of yourselves. But shout out to y'all. I feel like majority of my platform is y'all. But then you have some that are just like looking for, you know, something that resonates because everything feels toxic. Everything feels out of place. It does not feel right. And that's because it's not right. I'm never going to be out here telling nice guys to be toxic ass dudes. I'm not. That's not healthy. It won't get you in a solid relationship. It will not attract to you real women and real queens of substance. You will attract broken women, weak ass women. Is that what y'all want? Do y'all want weak ass women that y'all can easily manipulate, that's not solid without you, that don't know how to stand on her own, who wouldn't be able to guide you and steer you in the right direction and give you counsel when you need it? Is that what y'all want? Because if you do, then go to those fake alpha males pages so they can teach y'all how to get weak ass women who don't know how to think for themselves, that just know how to, you know, bust it open for you and lick your feet. And maybe to some of y'all, that sounds like a treat, but to a king, that sounds like it's not what's up. Because a king is looking for a woman that he can build solid foundations with. He's looking for a queen that he can build an empire with. And you can't build an empire with a weak-ass chick. You can't. And queens know and understand that too. That's why we don't mind being submissive. We don't mind being submissive to our husbands. Oh, hell no, we don't mind being submissive to our... No. I'm submissive as fuck. I saw a lot of y'all, you know, saying stuff like, well, we know you masculine. You masculine. You an alpha male. Alpha female, rather. I'm like, no. Now, I do feel like everybody has a feminine and masculine side to them, right? But when it comes to my marriage, my side that exudes the most, my side that shows the most, would definitely be my submissive side, would definitely be my feminine side. Now, when I get to speaking and I get to, you know, building with y'all, maybe I do tap into my masculine side a little bit more, but it's all about balance. It's all about knowing when and where. Real women don't mind being submissive. They don't mind being sensitive. They don't mind catering. They don't mind being nurturing. They don't mind listening. They don't mind being guided. They don't mind being taught when it's from and by a king, by a solid man. That's what we're looking for. I'm looking for a man that can teach me, that can guide me, that can help me, that can cater to me, that can nurture me, that can propel me to be the best version of myself. Are you fucking kidding me? That's what we need. Only bitter, broken women have a problem with that. Because they've been out here dealing with the pink pill men. And I don't even know if that's a real thing, y'all. So if pink pill really is a thing, forgive me. I'm just being facetious right now. Okay? But they out here with these pink pilled ass men and these fake macho alpha males, being submissive to them, getting abused and womanized, and now they scorn. Now they scarred. Now it's like, oh, men ain't shit. Fuck y'all. I ain't submitting to none of y'all. No, you were submitting to a pink pill, fake alpha, macho ass dude, and now you've gotten fucked over. But not all men are that. And that's why, you know, I'm writing a book, y'all. My book will be out in February. I'm going to drop it on my birthday, which is February 1st. It's called Submission is Not the Enemy. Okay? Fellas, cop this book for y'all women. Or just cop the book for yourself. And chicks, y'all get this book too so y'all can learn some things. Okay? But that's beside the point. I have to plug that in real quick. You know, but yeah, we looking for solid men. We looking for nice men. Who don't want a nice guy? Somebody that's damaged. Somebody who don't understand their value. Somebody that don't understand your value. My husband is predictable as fuck as far as him doing what he needs to do. Or I know you fucking lying. RL, you fucking lying, right? RL, do y'all? RL, ain't no refunds, player. Shout out to you, King, for your donation. I think it's that us nice guys genuinely care about the welfare others more than ourselves, and that often gets taken for granted, especially from people with evil intentions. Absolutely, King. RL, do y'all see this love? You can't buy this kind of shit, y'all. You can't buy this kind of shit. Ain't no refunds, RL. He says, I enjoy your content. Blessings. That's fucking amazing, y'all. Can't buy that. That comes from you being an authentic person. People feel my energy. Fuck y'all out here talking about some, you know, she just doing it for this. She just doing it for that. Whatever. It's too many people. It's too many crown heads out here who feel me. I gotta be doing something right. And peace to all of y'all. Keep being nice, nice guys. A true queen will recognize it. A true queen will appreciate that shit. I love how predictable my husband is as far as him coming home on time. I love how predictable my husband is as far as him getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to read his books before he goes to clock in at work and work two jobs. Being an assistant manager at a bank all damn day, then turning around and going to the gym to train his clients. He's a personal trainer as well. And then him coming home to me, showing me love, watching our shows together, going to the grocery store with me, being lame as fuck, being boring as fuck. I ain't gotta chase up behind my man. He say he doing something, I know he doing it. I ain't checking his phone. I ain't got to. I'm not questioning his whereabouts. I don't have to. Because he's a nice guy. He meaning them sheets, baby. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But see, as long as y'all nice guys are out here trying to people please and cater to this and going against the grain as far as who you are truly at your core, your character, you'll never win. You always feel incomplete, even if you do change to get that woman, even if you do change to appease and fit in with those pink pill, fake masculine, fake alpha males. You still feel empty because it ain't you. Now, am I going to tell you to keep it spicy? Yes. Keep your relationship spicy. Keep your marriage spicy and everything. You know, you got to keep something spontaneous and unpredictable, okay? But as far as you know, being boring and lame because you like to, you know, stay in the house and you like to, you know, chill and you like to focus on your business and you like to respect women and you like to cater to your woman. You like to listen to your woman, you know, as long as she's being right and doing right by you. Like, that's beautiful. Don't ever change that for nobody. And this goes for nice girls too. But again, my platform is 97% male, y'all. That's how much females hate me, y'all. Like, for real. Now, if I was on here telling everybody how men ain't shit and fuck these niggas, all they do is cheat, all they do is lie. Man, y'all, I have so many women on here. And that's why I say shout out to my queens that rock with me, because it ain't a lot. Yeah, I don't know if my name is Danica Marie or Pygmy. That's what women call me. A shout out to you, Devin, for your Cash App donation. It says, "We're touching my soul and waking the sleep." Thank you so much, Devin. And I appreciate everybody in attendance, y'all. It was 607 of us in the building, okay? Now it's 575. Yeah, if we ain't got at least 530 likes, y'all can kiss my ass. Ain't not giving y'all some jewels. Ain't not helping y'all out. Ain't not showing y'all love and appreciation. Y'all can, a like is free. Y'all ain't gotta be like RL and give me, you know, 3,000. Like, that's crazy, okay? Y'all ain't gotta be like the other crown heads have given me all this money, like Carrie. Shout out to you, Carrie, for your donation. Y'all ain't gotta give me y'all money, but y'all can at least give me a like. MK fan says, great topic. I'm a nice guy. It's a lot of a lot of nice guys and nice girls out here, but the problem is we are going after the wrong people. We're going after the bad people, the people that are not good for us, and it's coming back to bite us in the ass. And then on top of that, we are being surrounded by toxic, broken, bitter, angry men and women that are telling us that it's okay to be bad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be toxic. It's okay to be divisive and destructive. Don't be nice. Don't listen to your man. Don't be submissive to your man. Don't respect your woman. Don't love these hoes. And yes, don't love these hoes, but you can love a queen, and the queen gonna love you back. But yes, you wanna keep it spicy though, yes. But that's beside the point, okay? That's beside the point. What I'm saying is your character. Stay wholesome. Stay genuine. Stay good-hearted. Stay good-natured. Like, that kind of stuff is beautiful, y'all. That you can't substitute. Don't ever change that. For nothing or nobody, y'all. You don't change who you are. You change the people that you are giving those luxuries to. You don't change who you are. You change your surroundings. You change your company. That's what you change. Especially if it's not conducive to you becoming a better person. No, I'm not gonna be nice and respectable no more. Fuck that. That's the wrong approach. You still remain gracious. You still remain humble. You still remain respectful. You still remain caring. You still remain lovable. You just change those toxic people that you are giving that stuff to. Candor says, and thank you for your donation, she says, what's a nice guy? I'm no simp. Women want thugs. And see, that's where you messed up. That's where you messed up. Who was that? Candor. That's where you messed up. A nice guy is a respectful man, a gentleman. A nice guy is somebody that caters to a woman, listens to a woman. A nice guy is a loving, nurturing man. A nice guy knows how to be selfless and not selfish all the time. A nice guy is focused and about his business. Women want kings. Women want nice guys. Bitches. Thoughts and hoes, they want thugs. And I know I'm demonetized, but shit, whatever. Shout out to my crown heads for pouring into me monetarily, because without y'all, I'd be demonetized like a motherfucker. But luckily, I do it because I love you anyway. That is just a bonus. And it's going to always be that. And you know what? That's something that my husband taught me. My husband taught me, never do anything for money. Never do anything for notoriety. Never do anything for acceptance. Do it because it is genuine and authentic to you, and that shit will follow. My king taught me that. A true alpha male. My man do not play. A lot of y'all be trying to talk slick and shit in the comments. I bet Dub, you wouldn't say that shit to my husband's face. My husband don't play, but he's still a nice guy. He knows how to turn it on and off. That's what defines a true king, a true alpha male. He's not bouncing his balls all over the place like, look, I'm macho. A true alpha male does not have to do that. You know who he is. You know who he is when he's just sitting there. He ain't got to tell you, fuck these hoes. He ain't got to tell you, you know, don't be nice. That's fake. Phony. That's not a true alpha male. That's a bitter, broken, scarred little boy who never healed properly. And he grew up to an adult age. Stop listening to them. True alpha men are nice guys. And guess what? You bet not fuck with them because they don't play. They just know and understand balance. That's the difference. And I'm gonna leave on this note, y'all, because I already hit my hour and I don't like to make super long ass videos. And another thing about that, y'all in the comments, can't you need to make shorter videos? No, you just need to sit down, wash the dishes, go for a drive or something, and turn me on and listen. Sit down somewhere and listen, or go to somebody else's platform. I'm never gonna change who I do or who I am and what I do to get people with short attention spans. Fuck, you just ain't for me, I ain't for you. Okay? Even better, it leads into what I'm saying. Just like I'm saying right now, I'm not going to change so that I can appease and gain people that I'm not meant for. Nice guys, you don't do that shit either. Stay true to who you are at your core. People who are for you will be there. And if they're not, they were not for you to begin with. Goes back to me. People on YouTube in the comments. Make shorter videos. No. I'm just not for you. But let me wrap it up. Nice guys, you're not lame. You're not boring. You're just dealing with the wrong people. Find you a queen that won't mind you being boring and lame with her, quote unquote. Because as quiet as kept, a lot of those queens, shit, we born and lame too. We like to read books and shit too. We like to chill and watch TV shows and eat too. You know, we don't like to be out in the scenes. My dress was $10. You know, we ain't out here flashy. We don't got to have red bottoms. We don't have to have, you know, $1,000 purses and shit. Like, we don't need all of that. We know what the real wealth is. And the real wealth is a solid, healthy foundation, a solid, healthy relationship, a solid, healthy family, a solid, healthy marriage, an unbreakable bond. Keep being nice. Just stop being nice for the wrong people. And with that being said, y'all, my name is Danika Marie. I appreciate y'all so much. So much. So much. I mean, the donations have been, oh my God, I can't believe that. That's beautiful. Like I said, stuff like that you can't buy. And I don't care if you gave me $1. I don't care if you gave me 99 cents. I don't care if you gave me a like. I don't care if you gave me a dislike. Thank you for even giving me your energy. But I gotta go, y'all. I gotta cook for my king, all right? Much love, peace, keep being nice. Ain't nothing wrong with you. It's the world around you. Change that shit. Peace.